That's music from Shantae Moore's Love the Woman. It's her first solo CD in 8 years. She's been singing duets with her husband, Kenny Lattimore, and she's been focusing on gospel music. As Shantae will tell you, the church is in her blood. And that's the first thing NPR's Tony Cox asked her. How does she straddle the two worlds, religious and secular?
Because it's not two worlds to me, I don't even think about it like that. Keeping my integrity is what I think about it. You just do your job and you do it well, and you keep your integrity. And I don't sing anything I wouldn't be able to sing in front of my children. I don't sing anything I wouldn't be able to sing in front of my pastor. People fall in love whether you're, you know, at the church or if you're in the club. You do fall in love the same way, the feelings, emotions, the things that it brings from the inside of who you are, it's the same. And I want to be sure that I sing about love and not sex.
Well, let me talk about that with you for a moment, because mm-hmm. that's a really fine line, isn't it?
It is, in that I think people blur the lines of what's okay to say. I believe the line is very clear.
Really?
It's very clear.
Even in your CD, this new one that you have, which mm-hmm. is Love the Woman, and the photograph of you on the cover, which is, you know, very lovely, but it suggests to me, and I'm not a Bible thumping person at all, but mm-hmm. it would suggest to me that there are some churches in America where that picture of you on the cover would yeah. be trouble.
Well, I wouldn't wear that to church. That is true. But that really is the bigger struggle for me than anything, is really? What I wear.
Really?
Absolutely. What I sing is easy.
Why is that?
You can sing about love all day long, have a really pretty voice, and have a sexy, quote-unquote sexy voice, but not sing about sex and still emote those kind of feelings. But if you don't get to see something, it's different. I don't know what it is exactly, but I've been more pressured to wear sexy things than I have to sing about sexy things.
You comfortable with this?
I am. I'm sure some people aren't, but that's the other thing I have to know, is what is okay for me. Because there are some people who cannot sing R&B music because the Lord told them not to. I know that God put me in this place to stand for Him in this arena.
Do you feel what I feel when you kiss me like that? I'm not sure if it's love. I just know.
In listening to this, and I've listened to it several times, let me put it this way. When you listen to the whole thing, mm-hmm. how does it feel to you?
Well, it's one of my favorite things to do, is to listen to my record before it comes out. That's the first thing. Because it's before the judgment calls have come. And I tell you, I enjoyed listening to this record so much. And probably because of being away from being a solo artist for a little bit, I think that had something to do with it. But I really like it a lot.
Do you remember the last time we shared a laugh? It seems like forever, 'cause now I hardly ever see a smile. I've never been the fool to think that love don't cost a little pay. I don't think it's supposed to be this hard to get along.
It Ain't Supposed to Be This Way is the song that is the one you hear when you click on your website. Is that because that's the one you guys want to push?
I felt like it was a good balance of the R&B and the jazz connection between both sides. Because I think if we went with First Kiss, which I absolutely love too, it would have lended more to the jazz side of the album. And the R&B crowd might not have come to it with the awareness that it's more R&B stuff on there also.
It seems like forever, 'cause now I hardly ever feel your touch. I've never been a fool to think love don't cost a little pain.
Your voice has been compared to a number of others because of your multiple octave range. Mm-hmm. Minnie Riperton for one, Niecy Williams for another, mm-hmm. and I know that you've done covers of both of their songs. But there is another sound that you have that I actually didn't know you had. Nancy Wilson. Guess who I saw today, my dear.
Guess who I saw today, my dear.
It was a challenge because it's Nancy, but because of what it means to do a Nancy Wilson song.
Yeah, pressure.
Yeah, that's pressure. And actually, I had the best compliment. She heard the song, and she came to me and told me how much she really, really liked it. And she was just smiling. She was like, I mean, you nailed it, baby.
Don't say a word. Don't say a word. Boy, don't try denying what they
I'm going to switch gears a little bit
okay.
and talk about Shantae Moore a little more personally, if that's okay with you. Because I read a quote of yours, and I want to read it to you and see what you see what you meant by it.
Okay.
Here it is. I think that's what I was put here to do, talk about my own life and my own views. I like to be able to expose my experiences so that people know they are not alone.
Yes.
Do you remember saying that?
Absolutely.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been through a lot. People don't like talking about things that hurt. Usually we like to skip over that stuff because it brings up something that's unpleasant. But honestly, it's the only way that I feel like some of those things have purpose because of somebody else's journey. And I really believe, you know, the quote from the scriptures that says, all things work together for my good. All things work together for my good, not just the stuff I liked, not just the stuff that felt really great and the highs in my life that were wonderful. Even not selling records has worked for my good because my ego is not in a place where you can't be in the same room with me and fit. I'm not in the place that when I see an unwed mother at 17 that I go, she probably didn't have no mama that cared about her. I had a mama that cared and I could have been that girl. And because of knowing that it could have been me, when I see them, the empathy in my heart is different than somebody else's who doesn't know what it's like to be that girl who's been manipulated and her innocence stolen from her. It was stolen from me. And I know what that feels like. And you feel by yourself. You feel damaged goods.
Your innocence was stolen from you?
Stolen. Yeah. And it happens to so many women, black, white, yellow, orange, green, whatever it is. We've all been in places where we've been victimized in some kind of way, usually.
Out of respect, I don't want to go there. Out of curiosity, I do. How much are you willing to tell us about how your innocence was stolen from you?
Well, growing up in a Christian family, you would have thought what happened to me would never happen because my mother loved me and she was very much aware of who I am. But I was a very mature little girl. And at 14, I was allowed to have a crush on a man who was 21. And because he was worldly and had money and he had been in the Navy, you know, and I was like all little girls see older men and we go, oh, my God, he's so cute. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, somehow in there, my father wasn't watching. My mother was watching very closely and thought she could handle the situation. And she allowed this relationship to happen. It should not have happened. I should not have been allowed to date a man. It made me have insecurities at an early age that I should never have had. But a man who could manipulate a little girl's mind and her heart, he was allowed to do things he shouldn't have done.
You have daughters?
I have one daughter.
That will not happen to her.
She will not be allowed to do that. She can have the crush because you can't stop a heart from beating. You can't stop them from going, oh, my God, I love him. That's beautiful. But no man's going to walk up in my house and steal my baby. It's not going to happen.
I appreciate the time, and I appreciate your sharing that story with us. Well, I probably shouldn't say welcome back because that sounds like you've been away and
I
gone.
I haven't been nowhere.
You know, but welcome.
Thank you.
With this.
Thank you.
And then I feel like the
NPR's Tony Cox speaking with Shantae Moore. Moore's new CD is called Love the Woman, and if you want to see the woman and get more of Tony's interview, we videotaped it. Just go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org. You can also find out what happened when P. Diddy laid claim to a song Shantae recorded, and then a similar version of that same song was written for Jennifer Lopez.
I heard that it was because Puff Daddy walked in and heard my song and said, I want that song. And he was like, yeah, well, that's already taken. You know, we wrote that for Shantae. And he was like, yeah, I want that song.
That's News and Notes. Nicole Childers, Christabel Nsiabwadi, and Jeffrey Bennett produced the show. Sasha Woodruff edits, and Kenya Young is our director. Our technical director is Shireen Strausberg. Donald Spaulding is our drive engineer. Our staff includes Tony Cox, Roy Hurst, Jeffrey Gardner, Devin Robbins, and Zachary Slobig. Our interns are Blake Bishton and Ashley Listney. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. On Monday, we talked to the mother of mega producer Dr. Dre about her new memoir, Long Road Out of Compton. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.